Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Five 11 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Exciting day in downtown Pensacola. I mean, it's just, you know, people wait a year for this. But, of course, we're talking about Pensacon. 40,000 of your closest friends hitting the Bay Center for the next 3 days. Fun, a lot of fun, I should say. Welcoming a lot of comics, characters, celebrities returning to Pensacola. And the guy that's behind all this, one of the hardest working guys for a whole entire year, Julio Diaz, marketing and media director at Pensacon. Julio joins us now. Hey, Julio, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
Just wonderful, beautiful time of year. I love it. This is so exciting for Pensacola, for the community, and just getting out there with the big name talent that you guys bring in to this event here. Of course, a lot of celebrity talent. You know, day one, it's just now kind of, I guess, you wrap it up. What time do y'all wrap up today?
Main hall is open until 7 o'clock tonight, but we do have after hours events going well into the night, including tonight we have our dress up or dress up charity ball going on for Valentine's Day. So you can come out, even if you're not coming to Pensacon, you can come to that event. It is for charity. It's a $5 donation at the door, and come out and enjoy some great DJ music and live bar and raffle style auction. And you know, maybe some of the celebrities may be there as well.
Hey, Julio, let's go back and kind of wrap up the day today. Who are some of the big name celebrities that you guys had on the stage?
Well, it's we have both the stage with the panels, but it's, of course, the main attraction is people coming over and just getting autographs and getting to meet people one-on-one, get maybe a little photo taken with them, that sort of thing. Some of the folks we've had here today include Haley Mills, you know, the Disney legend who starred in, you know, movies like The Parent Trap and Pollyanna, and has been, you know, in the business since literally the winner of the last ever given out juvenile Oscar, so Academy Award winner. Lorraine Bracco was here today from The Sopranos and Goodfellas and just a number of great projects over the years. And we've got, you know, a number of guests that come in on Saturday and Sunday. So over the next couple of days, we're looking forward to seeing people like Jonathan Frakes from Star Trek The Next Generation and Angie Harmon, who is coming to her first convention ever, who everybody knows from Law and Order and Rizzoli and Isles. Priscilla Presley is here today and will be here again tomorrow as well. So, you know, the first lady of rock and roll. And we've got all kinds of artists and writers and actors and you name it. There's lots of fun people to meet here and just lots of great regular people, both from the Pensacola area and from throughout. Really, we get people internationally to come to the convention to just enjoy the convention, enjoy what I like to call the fellowship of fandom, just being together with people that like the same things you like.
And this afternoon, we're talking to Julio Diaz from Pensacon. Getting text in here, a lot of people heard us promoting the fact that you were going to join us today on the show. And a question here, they want to know, are tickets available for tomorrow and Sunday?
They absolutely are. You can get those at our box office starting at 8 a.m. each day, or you can even come down today if you want to come down today and for the rest of the evening. Like I said, we're still open in the main hall until 7, so there's an hour and a half or so more to enjoy today, and then the after-hours activities to enjoy as well. But, yeah, come on down. And the first thing in the morning, 8 a.m., we open up that box office. You can still get single-day tickets for Saturday or Sunday.
Here's what I like. I was kind of perusing a story that someone had. I did an interview with you earlier in the week, and you were mentioning that you're already in preparation for 2026 event. Is that correct?
Oh, that's absolutely true. Yeah, we typically make an announcement on Sunday afternoon about some of the first guests and the dates for the next year. So look out for that on Sunday. I'm sure we're going to be making an announcement again for that.
Here's something
we definitely have a couple of guests already booked for next year.
Here's something I was very interested in kind of figuring out here. I'm not into the entertainment business like you are, but how do you prioritize the celebrities and the days they appear? Is it their scheduling, or how does that work in terms of you want to prioritize the big names?
It's typically, as far as what days they appear, that is up completely to them. You know, there are some folks that come out for all 3 days. Some folks, because of their schedules, are only able to come out 2 days, or sometimes even only one day. I always tell people, in a lot of ways, celebrities, like everybody else, you know, they have real jobs. They have to do their real jobs first. They do sometimes, unfortunately, get sick, or they have a family emergency, things like that. So you know, they have to cancel. They're just regular people. They got to take a break to get something to eat, you know, all that kind of stuff. So in terms of like somebody being here 2 days versus 3 days, that's typically just specifically because of their schedule.
You know, you guys do a wonderful job, magnificent job, I should say, on economic impact to our local community here. And now, you know, 40,000 people for the weekend event. Do you ever come up when people ask you, what about the hospitality arrangements? Are there enough rooms to house a lot of our out-of-town visitors? Do you ever come up with that problem?
Well, we have a great relationship with Innisfree Hotels, who've been very good with us as to helping us get all of our guests housed. So we love working with them. They do a great job for us. And we, you know, it's like anything else. As we continue to grow, yeah, we're going to be looking for more rooms. Are we looking for more rooms specifically for guests? Or are we looking for more for the 40,000 people that come to the convention? You know, a lot of those folks come in from out of town. They're looking for places to stay. And I think particularly in downtown, there have been some new hotels that have come online in the last couple of years. I know we've got at least one or two more that are looking to open up in the near future, but yeah, absolutely. I think we could use more rooms.
You know, I found this to be very interesting because I've been on site there for years. Yeah. And what I found interesting was a lot of the it's grown into a family event. I mean, you see young kids, their parents with them, things like that. For the newbies, somebody listening to us this afternoon, never been to Pensacon in their life. How should they approach day one?
I think that there is a lot to see and a lot to do, and it's easy to get overwhelmed. So pace yourself, you know, kind of take things at your own pace, you know, take some time to explore all the areas of the con, because I think people get hung up on the celebrities and they're a big part of it. But remember, there's lots of artists and authors that are here. There's a great vendor floor with some really unique shopping opportunities. There's all kinds of community groups that are out here talking about the things that they do in the community. And make sure you go over to the First United Methodist Church to join in all the panels. Saturday night is the big costume contest presented by WKRG, and that is always one of the most fun events of the convention. You get to see some of the best cosplay of the con. I would also say people get hung up on the ideas about the costumes. You absolutely don't have to have a costume on to come to the convention. I'm looking around on the second floor in the celebrity areas right now. Say maybe about a third of the people that are here in costume. Everybody else is here in, you know, casual wear, jeans and T-shirts, or, you know, whatever they're comfortable in, and they're having a great time. You can have an absolute great time in costume, but you can also have an absolute great time out of costume.
Julio, those costumes are amazing, though. You got to admit that. When you go to this thing, it's just wow.
Absolutely, and that's one reason I definitely recommend, if you are coming, Saturday is a great day to come because you get to go to that big costume contest on Saturday night. You will see some of the best costumes you've ever seen at the costume contest on Saturday night.
Okay, Julio Diaz with Pensacon. Listen, thanks for your time. I know you're a busy guy, and I appreciate you sliding me in this afternoon.
No worries. Always happy to talk to News Radio. And, you know, of course, I have my own show on Saturday afternoons on News Radio as well. So I hope people are listening to Let's Go Pensacola at 4 o'clock on Saturday.
There you go. Julio Diaz, Pensacon. And always, he's been there since, gosh, forever. But he's the guy to know what's going on at Pensacon. You were at Pensacon earlier today.
Indeed, I was.
Your take on that.
I mean, he basically hit the nail on the head. There is good vibes there, you know, because it is a pretty astonishing community as far as size, with all who show up to Pensacon. And as he said, there you see people just wearing what I'm wearing right now, just T-shirt and regular pants, or you got people dressed up in these costumes that were very either difficult to create or very expensive to buy.
you know, I've interviewed people that have done those costumes in the past.
Yeah.
They spend a whole year working on those costumes.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it is. It is not for the faint of heart. You got to be committed to the craft. Just about 5:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll get into some of our top stories here nationally, including President Trump aiming for an end of COVID-19 vaccine mandates in schools. That and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this. Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Happy Valentine's Day from Strength for Life. As you think about your spouse or your sweetheart this Valentine's Day, remember that in the Bible, the word charity is used to describe a love that gives. 1 Corinthians 13 explains that charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Charity, or love, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. The Bible says, now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. This Valentine's Day, remember that real love is not about what a person gets, but it's about what a person gives and forgives.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
With the arrival of the all-electric Volkswagen ID. Buzz, there's a lot of excitement generating at P4 Imports on New Warrington Road. The highly anticipated new VW van brings the past back to life while aiming toward the future with bold innovation that promises to impress. Catch an ID. Buzz on your exclusive test drive today. And while you're there, check out the 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport. These full-sized SUV models are available with 1.9% financing for 60 months or up to $4,500 in customer discounts. And the 2024 Tiguan, VW's crossover, is available for 0% financing for a full 60 months or up to $3,000 in rebates. Peakmore Imports on New Warrington Road has the distinctive and innovative design that Volkswagen drivers love to drive home. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Peakmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Discounts are a standalone offer not to be combined with special APR rates offered through Volkswagen Financial Services. Qualifying credit. Offers expire March 3rd, 2025.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Enjoy talking to Julio Diaz, marketing media guy from Pensacon, and 40,000 people down at the Bay Center this weekend. Wow, what a show that is. That is, I guess, a real treat for the Pensacola, I guess, Comic-Con fans.
Yes.
Big event. Okay, stocks ending mixed today following mixed profits from big companies. Laura Kantner has the numbers.
U.S. energy firms added oil and natural gas rigs for a third week in a row, the first time since December of 2023. Energy services firm Baker Hughes reporting the findings Friday. The total count was still down 33 rigs, or 5%, compared to this time last year. Airbnb made a profit in the holiday quarter, bookings were up, and the short-term rental platform is planning to use AI for customer service and planning your trips. President Trump announcing Friday that tariffs on auto imports will begin around April 2nd. Stocks ending Friday mixed, the Dow ending down 165 points, S&P 500 down almost a point, and the NASDAQ up 81. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
525 here. We'll get your first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, don't have too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect. Do have some backups on North Davis Highway, just a little bit, traveling northbound towards I-10. Also have increased congestion downtown because of Pensacon, which we've been covering this afternoon, so just be careful if you're driving around that area. And we got some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 66 degrees, low of 60 tonight. Tomorrow going to be a rainy Saturday, high of 73, and Sunday is going to be drier and a little bit cooler with a high of 68.
Can you get this weather's crazy. I wish you could do a better job on this stuff and getting organized.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, it's cold, it's hot. Well,
I'm scattered over
because
here.
Because once you talk about the Sunday weather, the weather settles down a little bit, breaks out into the cold weather again coming up on Monday. Monday morning, make plans to start the day in the 30s on that side.
Gosh, that's unbelievable.
Pete, new data showing Americans are spending more money this Valentine's Day. Kelly Sabarini has more from Chicago.
In a one-week period leading up to Valentine's Day, jewelry sales surged about 140% from last month. There's a record $27.5 billion being spent. That tops the record set back in 2020, back to pre-pandemic levels. This as the cost to create these pastries and the delicious chocolates and all the things has all increased exponentially. We've seen the price of cocoa go up 81%, the price of eggs 65%. This as even the local farmers are basically turning into wholesalers.
Alrighty, and mentioned this before the break, President Trump is aiming for an end of COVID-19 vaccine mandates in schools. He signed an executive order Friday that will bar schools that still have mandates from receiving federal funds. Trump had promised to withhold funding from schools that had vaccine or mask mandates during his campaign.
Okay, I want to pass this on to you. Yeah, we were talking about suspending around Valentine's Day and the numbers from that. Fresh report out today saying Americans pulled back their spending last month. Jenny Casella breaks down the numbers for you.
A storm system across the West will be our next weather maker, bringing heavy rain, snow, ice, and severe storms. Flash flooding over burn areas over Southern California have already triggered mudslides. Measurable snow for the northern tier of the country, along with the risk of flooding for the Ohio, Tennessee, and Mississippi River Valley. The East is going to get slammed with a coastal storm Saturday into Sunday. And another dangerous Arctic air invasion is set to move in next week with more chances of snow and stormy weather. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that we let you know, especially if you're making that trip up north, maybe Chicago, Detroit, across to the New England states, New York, Massachusetts, Washington, D.C., snow's moving in up there. A lot of ice and bad weather, so just be prepared if you're having to make that trip coming up this weekend.
100%. And just about 529 here, wanted to touch on this. Vice President J.D. Vance touched on this last hour. He and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky had fruitful conversations concerning the Russia-Ukraine war. The two leaders met today at the Munich Security Conference, and Zelensky said his country will work with the U.S. on a plan to stop Putin and finish the war once and for all.
Hey, Austin, a pay raise could be on the way for teachers and support staff here in Escambia County. An agreement has been reached to improve salaries for teachers and educational support staff. Teachers' raises will raise in range from $800 to $3,000. The new minimum teacher salary will increase from $47,500 to $48,300. Education support employees, school bus operators, and other select employee groups will receive pay grade increases as well. As well, let me just jump on this real quick. If you're thinking about buying or selling that home, mortgage rates are down slightly today. This is not much to speak of, but it's an improvement. Home buyers, home sellers, watching the numbers. Mortgage News Daily has them for you just out this afternoon. Average rate on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage, 7.04%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.48%.
And South Florida getting ready for another visit from President Donald Trump. He's planning to stay at his Mar-a-Lago estate over the weekend. And in preparation for his trip, road closures going into place later today around Palm Beach. The FAA has issued flight restrictions in the area. And during his trip, he's expected to attend the Daytona 500 on Sunday afternoon.
Okay, don't forget Mega Millions tonight. $129 million bucks going out.
I'm John Saucier. Federal judge clearing the way for the Trump administration's federal buyout program. President Trump spoke about the necessity of reducing the federal workforce and the 75,000 workers who have signed up for the buyouts.
I think a lot of people aren't going to show up to work. A lot of people, they got used to staying home and quote, working. But, you know, I wonder if they had other jobs or other things. You know, they have a lot of problems with that. No, 75,000 is a lot of people.
Well, if you're going to stay at home this Sunday, the Daytona 500 will be on. NASCAR driver Kyle Busch, it'll be his 20th attempt trying to finally win the Great American Race. He was on the Fox News Channel talking about the fact President Trump's expected to be there.
Anytime we're able to have high-profile individuals, whether it be celebrities or the President of the United States, come to one of our races, I think it just kind of shines a brighter light on our sport and gives an opportunity to more eyeballs.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Shares of Dell added 4% following a report from Bloomberg that Elon Musk's startup xAI was preparing to buy $5 billion in artificial intelligence servers from the hardware maker. The equipment containing NVIDIA's graphics processing units would be delivered this year, according to Bloomberg. Dell's total revenue for the latest quarter totaled $24.37 billion, which is a 10% increase year over year. On Wall Street, stocks finished the final trading session of the week mixed, with the Dow falling 165. The S&P 500 was down less than a point, and the NASDAQ gained 81. Shares of Roku surged more than 10% today and at one point touched a new 52-week high on earnings that beat Wall Street expectations. In an interview on CNBC, CEO Anthony Wood says more than half of U.S. broadband households now watch TV with Roku. That's Your Money Now.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? What if you could create more impact in every decision? What if you had a partner as visionary as you are? With Bank of America, you get access to our trusted experts, real-time insights, and digital tools. So whether you run a local shop or a global enterprise, you're backed by business solutions to make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. Bank of America is proud to be the official bank sponsor of FIFA World Cup 2026.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Coming off the 2024 NFL season, here are my top five quarterbacks. Patrick Mahomes is still in the number one spot and gets the benefit of the doubt even after the worst game of his career in the Super Bowl. The league MVP Josh Allen is two, followed by the lethal two-way threat to Lamar Jackson coming in at three. Then Joe Burrow, who led the NFL in passing yards and passing touchdowns, is in the fourth spot. And rounding up the top five is the Super Bowl 59 MVP Jalen Hurts. I'm Zach Gelb.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Guys, ever had a bad experience in the bedroom that totally threw you off? It messes with your head, your confidence, and suddenly it's all you can think about. Next thing you know, you're avoiding trying altogether because the fear of failure is just too much. That's where Wave Men's Health comes in. Their providers have been helping men overcome ED and providing hope even when the pills and other treatments have failed. Their proven personalized treatments have some of the highest success rates out there. No awkwardness, no judgment, just real results that bring back your confidence and that connection. It's important to get your ED treated quickly so that it doesn't get harder to treat down the road. Wave Men's Health has treatments that online pharmacies only dream about. Tonight is your night for intimacy and connection. Call Wave Men's Health today at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is discreet and could be the start of something incredible. 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. And let's make tonight unforgettable. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable?
Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Change my state of mind. Love so hard to find. Your feelings changed like the weather.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Another brutal road week for the good guys. Pensacola traveling up to Birmingham tonight for a weekend series. Now the Flyers, next time you will see the Flyers, they return home against Evansville. Three-game series beginning next Friday. The Friday-Saturday game, puck dropping 7:05. And then, of course, the Sunday game, it'll be a 4:05 puck drop on that. The home of the former San Jose State University assistant volleyball coach, who has been outspoken about transgender athletes, has been shot at her home in Scotts Valley, California. Ted Linder has more.
After Team USA finished off Finland 6-1 Thursday in its opening game of the NHL's Four Nations Faceoff that replaced the league's traditional All-Star weekend this year, Saturday, Team USA will face off in Montreal against Team Canada, which also won its opening game of the tournament Wednesday, but needed overtime to do so. The reason Canada trails Team USA in the standings by 1 point. After each nation has played one another, the top two teams in the standings will meet in the final Thursday in Boston. Saturday's game between the U.S. and Canada will get played at Bell Center, home of the Montreal Canadiens, where before Thursday's USA-Finland game, many fans booed during the playing of the Star-Spangled Banner, a recent trend at sporting events north of the border, in response to President Trump's threat to issue tariffs on Canada. Jared Max, Fox News.
All right. Shifting over to the NBA here, because I wanted to touch on this very quickly. Anthony Davis, of course, he was on the losing end of a very questionable trade between him and Luka Doncic. And he played one game, had a non-contact groin injury, I believe, and he was expected to miss multiple weeks. And, of course, that was unfortunate. But now we're starting to hear whispers, Chris, and nothing concrete, but we're just starting to hear reports of, oh, okay, well, maybe this injury is actually more serious than we had initially thought. He may need surgery. It may be season ending, blah, blah, blah. We're hearing all of that. Of course, that's detrimental to Dallas as a current play-in team in today's standings, and there's only a little bit of time left with the regular season with NBA All-Star Weekend coming up. this is such a nightmare, and it is infuriating. As someone who knew this was a terrible move, everyone knew it was a terrible move to get AD in the first place, and we have already touched on all of that. I mean, the guys, Charles Barkley named a guy street clothes because he was seen more often in hoodies and sweats than he was in his uniform because he was that accident prone. He has a non-contact injury, his first game as a Maverick, and now he may be out the rest of the season. I'm not even a Mavericks fan, but I can just feel for how annoyed that franchise and its fan base has to be, because this is just unbelievable if he really does need surgery or if he does miss the rest of the year.
Okay, let me It's up.
Try following that up.
Yeah. Let's go back and find out about this coach, San Jose State, former coach, I should say. She was very supportive of transgender athletes.
Yes.
She was shot in Scotts Valley, California.
Scotts Valley police say the weapon used to shoot at former coach Melissa Beatty Smoos's home was a pellet gun, and it's being investigated as an act of vandalism. Police say nobody was hurt. No suspect or motive has been determined. Beatty Smoos's contract with San Jose State was not renewed on January 31st after she was suspended from the program in November. She had previously filed a Title IX complaint against the program over a situation involving transgender volleyball player Blair Fleming. She's also a plaintiff in a lawsuit against SJSU and the Mountain West Conference. Police say so far there's no link between the shooting and the coach's Title IX complaint or departure from the program, but the investigation is ongoing. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
That is such an upsetting situation. It's already controversial enough with the whole matter itself of where you stand on trans issues, trans athletes being included, all that. But if we're having harassment, vandalism happening because of people's stances on it, there's just no good that can come from that. Just mentioned this a moment ago in my whole Anthony Davis rant. We've got the All-Star Weekend happening in the NBA. It begins tonight with the Celebrity Game and the Rising Stars Challenge. Tomorrow, All-Star Saturday night, will feature the Skills Challenge, three-point contest, and slam dunk contest, and that's all followed by the All-Star Game itself on Sunday night.
Okay, it's probably a pretty good bet that President Trump's going to be in Daytona Beach this weekend for the Daytona 500 race. CBS is reporting today Trump will be in Florida for that event. FAA issued a pair of temporary flight restrictions for the airspace over Palm Beach, Mar-a-Lago, and, of course, Daytona Beach. And we're talking about NASCAR returning Sunday with the sports crown jewel event, the Daytona 500. Joe Morgan has the details.
The field is set for the 67th running of the Daytona 500 at Daytona International Speedway. Thursday night saw two 60-lap dual races that determined the field. There were four open spots in the race, two of which were claimed by Jimmy Johnson and Martin Truex Jr. during Wednesday's single-car qualifying session. Justin Allgaier earned a spot in Sunday's race due to his performance in Duel 1, while Corey LaJoie is in the Great American Race with his finish in Duel 2. The Daytona 500 gets underway Sunday at 2:30 Eastern. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Alrighty. Also, wanted to touch on this very quickly regarding the Daytona 500. Slight change of plans regarding it, and any fans who plan to attend. The company gave an update earlier today saying the big race has been moved up an hour due to weather concerns. The new start time set for 1:30 p.m., I'm assuming that is local time, on Sunday at the Daytona International Speedway.
Okay, celebration in Philly today for the Super Bowl champs. It's quite an event.
For the second time in 7 years, the Eagles are Super Bowl champions, and fans will once again line the streets of South Philadelphia for a parade. The Birds defeating the Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowl 59 on Sunday, and the city is now ready to celebrate. Officials say they expect over 1 million fans to attend, a number that could grow since public schools are closed for the day. Eagles fan Kyle Kuchera says he's looking forward to the festivities.
I love the city. I'm really happy about the Eagles win. I hope we can make it a nice celebration and not break too much stuff.
The parade kicks off at 11 a.m. Eastern at the Stadium Complex in South Philly before the team makes their way up Broad Street to the rocky steps of the Philadelphia Art Museum. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
You know, that's already happened, and we were looking at some of the B-roll from that event, and it did not look like really that many people were at that celebration.
Really?
You saw it.
I mean, I saw a pretty good amount of people. You may have a better frame of reference on what a victory parade looks like. I'm just looking at it as like a huge crowd, but I have seen some bigger parades, sure. I think the Toronto Raptors one was pretty big several years ago, but of course that was a team that was, you know, representing an entire nation as being the sole Canadian team in the NBA. So that was a bit different.
The parade that I most remember the best, I was down in Tampa Bay for the Lightning winning the Stanley Cup. And it was a boat parade.
Yeah.
They do the parade on the water there, which was a lot of fun. What an exciting year that was for the folks over at Amalie Arena. Hey, an Indiana girls' Valentine's Day high school mass shooting plot has been kind of broken up.
What?
Yeah, can you, here's another knucklehead story. Gary Baumgarten has it for you.
Cops say 18-year-old Trinity Shockley planned to shoot up Mooresville High School on the 7th anniversary of the mass shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, that claimed 17 lives. Shockley is well known in Mooresville. She was hit by a drunk driver while on her way to school in 2022, leading to a community fundraising drive to help her pay her medical bills. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
I'm not quite sure how that fit in. If I was following the story up until that, probably three quarters into it, then it went someplace else.
Yeah, yeah. That's puzzling from head to toe.
I was just going, what is he talking about?
All righty, just past 5:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Not much going on. We do have some backups, of course, in downtown Pensacola. You need to look out for people passing the crosswalks and everything. Pensacon is going on at the Bay Center this weekend. Also have some congestion here and there on Highway 90, but nothing you'd bat an eye at. As for the weather, 66 degrees, low of 60 tonight. Going to be a rainy Saturday, high of 73. Drier Sunday, high of 68.
Keep people going nuts around there. Here's another one for you. A Georgetown student group under scrutiny this afternoon after inviting a convicted terrorist to one of its events. You're not going to believe this one.
Rippy Karaja was convicted in 2019 for his role in the bombing that killed a 17-year-old Israeli. An anti-Israeli student group at Georgetown's law school invited the Palestinian to address the gathering, prompting the university to postpone the event. Now a Jewish legal advocacy group is asking the university to cancel it altogether. Karaja is a U.S. citizen who spent 3.5 years in prison for the roadside bombing that killed Rena Schnurb. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
All righty. Let's see. Wanted to touch on this very quickly here since it's already 5:47. Wall Street closing mixed to end the week. At the closing bell, the Dow fell 165 points to 44,546. S&P 500 lost less than a single point to 61,14. And the NASDAQ gained 81 points to 20,26.
Okay, let me take you back to the Middle East here. I want to make sure we're still on track with this. Hamas is saying the deal to release three more hostages on Saturday will happen. Remember, they called it off earlier in the week, but President Trump put some pressure on there.
Yeah.
If you remember, he's saying if they're not released, all hell will break loose.
Right.
Unquote. Jessica Rosenthal explains why.
President Trump had posited the idea of taking over Gaza and developing it, saying the people there had nowhere to go back to. Then he said this week that if it were up to him, if all the hostages weren't returned by Saturday at noon,
I would say cancel it and all bets are off and let hell break out.
Hamas officials then said the deal's off. No hostages would be released this Saturday. They accused Israel of not allowing Gazans to return home and of not allowing in enough tents and shelters. Then Egyptian and Qatari officials got involved, pledging to get more aid in, including fuel and heavy equipment. And then Hamas said they would stick to the Saturday plan. 73 hostages remain, 34 of whom are confirmed deceased. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
All righty, 5:49 here. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We had this from earlier this afternoon. Federal judge calling for a hearing later today over Elon Musk's authority to run Doge. This comes after 14 states filed a lawsuit yesterday arguing the billionaire does not have the authority the White House granted him. They also claim Doge is unconstitutional. In a statement, Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays said the nation's founders would be outraged that the people of the U.S. are now subject to the whims of a single unelected billionaire.
Yeah. Big happenings. It's Valentine's Day, for goodness sakes. I hope you're remembering that before you go home.
Right.
Pretty important there. Some unusual Valentine's Day offerings this year are inspired by a popular craving. Lillian Wu has the details.
Some retailers which don't immediately come to mind for Valentine's Day are throwing themselves into the running this year. One of them, Domino's, rolling out a scent which smells like pepperoni pizza. Its limited edition Eau de Passion, launching in the UK and Ireland, supposedly smells like pizza with notes of spice, pepper, and a woody, warm, comforting base. It's in a triangular bottle decorated to look like a slice. And if you don't find that seductive enough, you could go for a bath bomb inspired by buttery garlic dipping sauce from Papa John's. Select superfans who share their love for the garlic dipping sauce on social media could win one. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
I'm not sure I'm really interested in any of that stuff, actually.
I don't really want to smell like a pizza walking. No, you'll hear about weird colognes and perfumes like that, and it's like, that doesn't even sound good.
That's good marketing stuff, though. Valentine's Day, time for love, but unfortunately, it's also a prime opportunity for scammers looking to prey on hopeful romantics. Yeah, romance, those scams can cost Americans $1.14 billion. Now, if you're out there looking for love, you need to be on high alert, and with the right knowledge, you can protect yourself and your finances from heartbreak. Watch out for the scams. They're going on right now. The long-distance lover scam, the fake profile scam, the I need a gift card trick scam, the cryptocurrency coin con scam, and the textortion. Yeah, that's it. Textortion scam. There you go. And now that you know the red flags, protect yourself and your finances from these criminals, the bad guys.
All righty, 551 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we've been hearing a lot on and off about these federal employees, their job security, jobs being people, whether it be people walking away, people being fired, blah, blah, blah. Well, more than 200,000 federal employees may soon be let go by the Trump administration. We got details on how we've gotten to that figure and more shortly.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Tired of wandering the aisles of those big box stores, struggling to find the help you need? At Home Outlet, we do things differently. First, we guarantee the lowest price on kitchens, baths, floors, and more. Find it cheaper somewhere else? We'll beat it by 10%. Second, we're employee owned. Yep, the folks helping you design your dream kitchen actually own the place. You're not just another customer to us. You're the customer. So why deal with the other stores? Break up with the big box and upgrade to Home Outlet. Find a location near you at homeoutlet.com.
Love is in the air. And so is the scent of that Sonny's Real Oak Slow Smoke Barbecue. This Valentine's, make sure to get all your hogs and kisses with ribs for two for only $25.99. Share a delicious rib dinner with three shareable sidekicks and a free banana pudding. This Valentine's weekend, starting February 13th through Sunday, February 16th. Treat your Valentine to a slow smoke rib dinner they won't soon forget. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Want to play a game with me and Dad?
Mommy's not feeling good.
You need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with DayQuil VapoCool. It's DayQuil plus a rush of Vicks vapors.
VapoCool! Whoa.
Come on, honey. Let's let Mommy rest.
You guys are amazing. And so is DayQuil VapoCool.
DayQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing daytime coughing, aching, fever, power through your day medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio Team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. It is a killer Friday afternoon. Thanks for having us on. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you today. Interesting thing happening in Philadelphia, Austin. I thought you would find this kind of unique. Philadelphia Eagles running back is defending Taylor Swift after she was booed at the Super Bowl. Michelle Polino has the story for us.
Saquon Barkley doesn't get why football fans have a problem with Taylor Swift. The Philadelphia Eagles running back weighed in on the Super Bowl crowd booing Swift when she appeared on the Jumbotron at the Caesars Superdome on Sirius XM's Howard Stern.
Yeah, she's just there supporting her significant other, and she's made the game bigger. You know, we're all about how can we expand the game and make it more internationally.
Swift is dating Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce. Swift, sitting next to Ice Spice, seemed confused by the negative reaction. Stern speculated the boos came from Eagles fans. Elsewhere in the interview, Barkley crowned Bradley Cooper the biggest Eagles fan, just slightly ahead of Kevin Hart. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Alrighty, 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. We're starting to see a lot of the issues on the roads begin to dissipate. We do have some minor issues on Michigan Avenue traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway, and maybe some on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Last warning for the roads is just Bay Center. There's Pensacon going on, but it shouldn't be causing much mayhem for much longer. Let's see. Sitting at around 66 degrees here for the weather, low of 60 tonight. Saturday's going to be rainy. Sunday will not be.
5:56 News Radio. Good. 5:56 News Radio 92.3. Hey, Santa Rosa County Library is doing really nice stuff here. They're assisting residents with the 2024 tax preps. Volunteers from the free tax assistance company AARP Tax Aid will appear at the Gulf Breeze, Milton, and Navarre libraries. There you go. Hey, on Thursday, President Trump signed an executive order to establish a Make America Healthy Again Commission. Newly confirmed Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will work with the commission to implement his health agenda. Griff Jenkins has the details.
Secretary Kennedy plans to overhaul federal health agencies with a focus on, quote, radical transparency, and he's working in tandem with a MAHA commission created by President Trump to reform food policy, which he believes is the root of chronic illnesses, expand health care access and treatment options, which he says is needed, and he's demanding more accountability for the pharmaceutical industry, which he believes puts profit over health care. But critics of Kennedy's confirmation persist. He's been called a quack, a villain, and an anti-vaxxer, which Kennedy denies.
Already, I mentioned this before the break. More than 200,000 federal employees may soon be let go by the Trump administration. The Office of Personnel Management has reportedly advised all federal agencies to terminate their probationary employees. Federal workers can be on probation for up to 2 years before their civil service job protections begin. The order could affect more than 9% of the current federal workforce.
Okay, we want to thank Julio Diaz. He was in this last hour talking about Pensacon,
right,
all the great stuff that is going on at the Bay Center. Of course, it's in town this weekend, along with 40,000 of your closest friends. Go ahead and enjoy it. Fun now starts and kicks in. Weekend full of comics, characters, celebrities. They're all here in Pensacola. And I was pretty impressed. Haley Mills, I guess a child celebrity star when I was growing up, was in movies back there, but she appeared today. So a lot of great things. Speaking of the entertainment field, the Marvel Cinematic Universe expands this weekend with a brand new Captain America. Here's Michelle.
Captain America Brave New World picks up months after the events of when the Falcon and the Winter Soldier left off. Sam Wilson, aka the Falcon, picks up the shield following the retirement of Steve Rogers. What Wilson hasn't embraced is the newly elected president of the United States, played by Harrison Ford, an old adversary of his and his fellow Avengers.
You'd like to play dress-up and blindly execute the state's orders.
Don't say I didn't warn you.
What if this is a trap? You don't even know what this is.
Tempers flare once again when a long-lost villain from the MCU's history returns to enact a deadly conspiracy that has been over a decade in the making. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, I got this. I got to get this off here because it's very important. We know we've been talking about the positives of Valentine's Day. A lot of folks may complain about the holiday, but a new survey out saying a majority of Americans enjoy Valentine's Day. Tom Rigotti has more.
A new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research shows about 3/4 of Americans plan to celebrate Valentine's Day in some way, shape, or form. More than half say it will be with a romantic partner, about 4 in 10 with family. About 25% of Americans will sit out the holiday altogether, and 2 in 10 describe Valentine's Day as outdated. And despite what many go through just to get a card and some flowers, only 10% of Americans describe the holiday as stressful. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
I love it.
Yeah. I'm having a great Valentine's Day.
You're like, I'm having the time of my life.
I can't wait to get home.
All righty, you've been listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We're going to send it back to WEAR as we always do this time every afternoon / evening. And in about 12 minutes, we'll give you one last rundown of everything happening in your world on this beautiful Valentine's Day Friday, as Chris puts it.
Yeah, thanks for having us on this afternoon.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.